Are you looking for an easy, healthy, and delicious breakfast recipe?
Well, we've got you covered on today's episode. We'll also have a devotional thought from our friends at Voice of Prophecy. Plus, we'll have music and health news from Dr. Narada McKibben.
Stay with us. Happy Monday, friends, and thank you for joining us here on this Monday morning at Wake Up With Hope. You know, it's always revitalizing to start our week with Jesus.
That's right. We are so happy to be here with you, and we're happy to start the week off right with the love and peace of God in all of our lives.
And today is National EHS Day. EHS Day is celebrated to raise awareness about electromagnetic hypersensitivity syndrome. You know, not much research has been done on this syndrome, but many international doctors and scientists have recognized the effects it can have on some people.
Wow. Well, a little bit more about this syndrome is that it comes from increased sensitivity to the electrical environment that comes from mobile devices, Wi-Fi, and other electronics. Conclusively, the more electronics we include in our lives, the worse the syndrome can get. As we're surrounded by electronics, it would be a good idea to take this day and look into some of its effects and how we can minimize electronics to the benefit of our health.
And now we want to delve deeper into our program as we share the hope of Jesus. And let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1753, Benjamin Franklin flew a kite during a thunderstorm. During the flight, he collected ambient electrical charge in a Leyden jar. This allowed him to show the connection that exists between electricity and lightning. For many of us in the U.S., June brings a lot of rain, showers, and thunderstorms. So what do you usually do during a thunderstorm? Most of us snuggle up with a book, an uplifting movie, or bake some delicious treats. Well, Benjamin Franklin was an unusual man. During a thunderstorm, he decided to go out and fly a kite for the sake of learning more about electricity. And I'm sure that all of us are grateful for his discoveries and inventions.
But this begs the question, what do we do during the thunderstorms of life? You know, those roaring storms that often take us by surprise and make us just want to get comfortable and stay inside. Well, the storms of life have the power to make us stronger and shape who we are in a positive way. However, this has to be intentional. We must work to have resilient character so that when the storms of life come, we're ready to face them head on. You know, one of the most powerful things we can do is to build a solid foundation in Christ. Jesus promises to be our helper as we put our trust in Him. And when we build our hope upon Christ, the storms of life are powerless to sweep us from the sure foundation.
Amen. And that foundation is Jesus. Well, are you looking for a healthy breakfast recipe to help you get energized throughout the morning and stay that way? Well, Gia and her chefs are back with us this morning to share a kid-approved, sweet, guilt-free, and healthy oatmeal crackers recipe. Enjoy.
It's raining sultanas. So we are making crackers. They're great for kids' lunchboxes, and they're so simple to make. They're whole, which is great. Are you going to make them for me? 3 cups of rolled oats. It's really heavy. And we need 1/3 of a cup of wholemeal flour. Oh, okay, I'll give you another one. And 1/4 of a cup of olive oil. Be careful putting it in. That's it. Put it all in. Tap, tap, tap. And 1 teaspoon of salt. Just pink Himalayan salt, a good salt. Okay, you go. Go on. Put the rest in. Now, that's the base recipe. With that, you can add sultanas to make it sweet. But today, I'm actually going to add just a few seeds. You can put those in. What seeds are they? Do you know those? Big ones, if they are. They're sunflower seeds. These are sesame seeds. You can throw those in. The kids love these. They're so... Yeah, go for it. And I'm going to mix it together. Go put them in there. And then you have to...
No,
okay, all right. So we've forgotten the water, which we're going to add. It's just 2/3 of a cup of water. So 1/3, 2/3. I'm going to use my hands. Yeah, because you really need to mix it. That's okay. You don't have to do it. Are you too tired? It's a hard life, isn't it, for you? Yeah. Okay, I'll do it. So knead it really well with your hands, and it needs to be like a gluten consistency. If you don't attend a recipe club and you're into cooking and stuff, find one near you. It's so much fun and you get so many ideas. At the recipe club, a lady that attends said to me, why don't you try putting them in a sandwich press? And I was like, wow, that's an awesome idea. She's like, put them in there and cook them like that. They'll turn out really good. I've got the sandwich press on already. I've put baking paper there, and you just throw what you've got there, the mixture, on the baking paper, and then you use your hand just to spread it out a bit. Don't burn yourself, okay? And then what I do is I'll just put baking paper on top, and I'll use either a rolling pin if you want, or just I'll just use a cup just to roll it out until it's nice and thin and flat. Now, I like to use a knife to actually cut it gently. These are so rustic and so whole. They do taste very, very good. And I'm going to put some black sesame seeds on top just to give it some of that nice flavour. It's going to actually press in, okay. So, and roll the sesame seeds in. Okay. And so this will take about 20 minutes in the sandwich press. Just check it every few minutes or every 10 minutes or 5-10 minutes, and we'll be back to see the end result. So our crackers are now ready, our wholemeal crackers, and they cooked so well. So if you could see here, if you tap them, they're quite hard there. You know they're going to be crunchy. They look awesome. We haven't dirtied anything because we've actually used baking paper. I'm just going to pull it off. Oh, it's hot. Put it down on the counter, and I'm going to use a knife just to cut where I already had cut. And it doesn't matter what they look like because the kids love them just as they are. If you've got some hummus for a lunchbox, I like putting them, for like if we go on a picnic, I put some hummus in a little jar, and then I've got the crackers in a little container. Love it. Look at that. They taste awesome. So healthy crackers. Don't forget, if you want to make them sweet, you can. Just add some dried fruit to it. You know what? This recipe's a winner. My kids love it. And with some hummus, any dip, in the lunchbox, ready to go. Hope you enjoy our recipe.
Dr. Nerida McKibben from Go Healthy for Good joins us now to share some important health news.
In the headlines today, diabetes goals worth reaching, avocados for heart health, and transit time from pre-diabetes to diabetes. What could you do with an extra 4 healthy years? Raising your metabolism and lowering your body mass index may boost your life expectancy that much, according to a study published by the Journal of the American Medical Association. Researchers divided study participants with diabetes into 4 groups, according to BMI and metabolism, which is the rate at which your body burns the food that you eat. Those in the top quarter with the lowest BMI and the highest metabolism had a life expectancy of up to 4 years longer. Those in the second quarter increased their life expectancy by up to 3 years, in the third group by 2 years, compared to those at the bottom of the group. This study focused on people with diabetes, but all of us can choose to live more healthfully and be more active, working to reduce our BMI and boost our metabolism. Eating well, exercising often, and getting plenty of sleep all contribute to better health and happiness. A study published by Harvard Medical School indicates that higher avocado intake, especially when using it to replace certain fat-containing foods, is associated with a lower risk of cardiovascular disease. The study began with a group of people ranging from 30 to 75 years of age. None of them suffered from any cardiac disease or cancer at the start of the study, and the study lasted for 30 years, with participants filling out diet and health questionnaires every 4 years. One question related to avocado intake. Those who ate at least 2 servings of avocado per week had a 16% lower risk of cardiovascular disease and a 21% lower risk of experiencing a heart attack or a related problem from coronary artery disease. Avocados have a number of healthful properties, including a monounsaturated fat called oleic acid, vitamins, minerals, and fiber. So replacing harmful fats with healthy fats from a whole food like an avocado achieves substantial cardiovascular benefits. The annual progression rate from pre-diabetes to diabetes has been measured in a new study. 50,000 participants were followed to see how long it took for those with pre-diabetes to progress to full-blown diabetes. Overall, the rate was about 5% per year. Those with a normal body mass index had a progression rate of just 3.5%, whereas those with a BMI of 40 or more had a 7.6% annual progression rate. For those with levels of hemoglobin A1c or glycated hemoglobin, which reflects the amount of blood stuck to the hemoglobin or red blood cells, if the A1c was less than 6, the progression rate was only 2.8% per year. But if it was more than 6, the progression rate was 8.2% per year. Other factors included family history of diabetes, people with hypertension, but ethnicity and age did not make a difference. So if you're overweight with pre-diabetes, don't wait to lose weight. Do it today. I'm Dr. Nerida McKibben, and that's today's health news.
Fear Not Tomorrow is the title of the song brought to us this morning by the Collingsworth family.
In this age of uncertainty, questions come to my mind. What is waiting ahead for me and the rest of mankind? Fear not tomorrow, God is our. Is your future unsure? Are you dreading the coming dawn, a long day to endure? Fear not tomorrow, God is already there. He's charting the course you'll take. He sees each hidden snare. He's waiting to guide you through each burden and care. Fear not tomorrow. God is already.
We have to take a short break, but when we return, we're going to have today's devotional thought from our friends at The Voice of Prophecy.
And don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And search for us on YouTube to subscribe to our channel and keep up with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Are you ready for an inspiring message from the Word of God?
Our friends from Voice of Prophecy are with us here today to share this morning's devotional thought. We can't wait to hear what they're going to share with us.
What's your first instinct when you hear good news? Do you call your spouse, your mom, or a best friend? Our first reaction when we hear good news is to share it with others. There's a baking competition show that I like to watch, and when the bakers win a prize, the producers like to put them on camera calling their family to tell them about it. And the reactions are wonderful. Some scream, some cry, and they're all joyful. You know, sharing good news almost makes the news real, doesn't it? And that might have been how Andrew felt the day that he met Jesus. Andrew was a follower of John the Baptist. He'd heard John preaching that Messiah was soon coming, and his heart was stirred. Andrew's heart was tender and open to spiritual things. Well, one day Andrew and another of John the Baptist's disciples, who was also named John, they stood talking. And we know a lot of the details about what happened next because John recorded it for us in the Gospel of John. Now, John and Andrew stood with John the Evangelist when a man walked toward them. Now, this man didn't look extraordinary. There was nothing unusual about his appearance. Andrew and John watched as John the Baptist's face softened and his eyes shone as he looked at the approaching man. And then John introduced them. Let's read about it from John's eyewitness account in John chapter 1. John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Now, John the Baptist introduced Andrew and John to Jesus. And Jesus was not any man. John introduced him as the Lamb of God. Now, just days before, John had defended his preaching that Messiah would soon come. Members of the Sanhedrin had visited, and John had declared that he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness to make way for the Lord. John had preached about the Lamb who was coming, the Lamb who would pay the price for mankind's sins, the Lamb, Messiah, and Savior. And here he was. And at the words, "Behold, the Lamb of God," what did Andrew and John do? Well, let's look at the next verse. It's John 1, verse 37. The two disciples heard him, John the Baptist, speak, and they followed Jesus. Andrew and John's hearts were ready to meet Jesus. And when John introduced them, they immediately followed him. Now, this was an early step for the disciples, a first step. It wasn't until later that they left their jobs and left everything behind to follow Jesus officially. And it wasn't until even later that in that year that the 12 disciples were formally appointed. Here we see Andrew and John's instinctive steps to follow the Lamb and to learn more. And Jesus answered them. John 1 verse 38 says this, "Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, 'What do you seek?' And they said to him, 'Rabbi,' which is to say, when translated, 'teacher,' 'where are you staying?' He said to them, 'Come and see.' They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour." And so Andrew and John had heard John preach about Messiah, and now they wanted to learn more about this man, Jesus. They referred to him as Rabbi or teacher. They were just getting to know him. Later, they called him Lord. They wanted to know more, and they followed Jesus to where he was staying. They spent the day asking questions and learning from Jesus. It was a day that John and Andrew would never forget. John recalled the details many years later when he recorded the gospel, including what time of day it was. Now, this was good news. John and Andrew had met Messiah. They were his first disciples, and Andrew couldn't wait to tell others. Here's what happened next. We'll read it in verse 40. One of the two who had heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Now, when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated a stone. And here we have a historic meeting. Andrew couldn't wait to share the good news with his brother Simon. Andrew brought Simon to Jesus, and Jesus gave his brother a new name. And in that meeting, Simon became Cephas, or as we better know the name, Peter. Peter became one of the best known and outspoken of all of Jesus' followers, and he was introduced to him by his brother, Andrew. How confidently Andrew must have spoken of Jesus. After that day together, he must have told Simon all about it with joy and pure belief that he was Messiah. And with that joy, Simon followed his brother to meet the Lamb of God. Here was the long-awaited Messiah and Savior, the good news. How confident are you that Jesus is our long-awaited Savior and Messiah? Are you confident in your belief that Jesus is the good news for all of humankind? And are you, like Andrew, eager to share this good news with others? You know, this is a deceptively simple question. Human relationships can be complicated. There are people in our lives, in our families even, that we eagerly share news with. The people that we would call if we were winning contestants on My Favorite Baking Show. And yet, sharing the best news of all, Jesus and the love and hope that He has for us, we might hesitate. We might worry that we'll offend them or come across as judgy or self-righteous. You know, finding just the right timing to share Jesus with our loved ones, it can be a matter of prayer. But when the time is right, remember Andrew. Speak with joy and confidence in your Savior. Who knows, God might just have something incredible planned for His work through your witness. Hope Channel family, let's pray together this morning. Dear Lord, we're inspired this morning by the faith of John and Andrew. How we would have loved to have been with them as they sat and learned from Jesus. We're inspired by the joy and confidence of Andrew. Lord, please give us a measure of his faith and confidence to share about you just as Andrew did. Father, talking about you is often most difficult with our families, with those who are closest to us. Please show us the right timing and give us a measure of confidence when that timing is right. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if I were a winning contestant on My Favorite Baking Show, the first people I'd call would be Sean and our daughters. Talking about Jesus comes easy with Sean and my daughters. Talking about him with other loved ones, family, friends, that can be tougher. I pray each day that when the opportunity arises, that I'll have the confidence of Andrew, and I'll pray the same for you. Ministering to our loved ones isn't always easy, but when we pray, God will show us the perfect timing. Well, we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. Thank you for starting your Monday with us.
Thank you so much for those encouraging words.
And friends, thank you for being with us here today and watching Wake Up With Hope. If you would like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And please join us tomorrow morning. We'll have an uplifting devotional message from Jesus 101. The Let's Pray team will be with us for a prayer session and so much more.
Also, if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides. Now, before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And today's Bible promise comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Friend, Jesus is faithful. He will establish you. He will guard you from the evil one. Stay close to Him and claim His promise today.
We wish you all the very best for this coming new week. God bless you as we seek Him more and more. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today, Lord, we go from this place with courage and with a lot of hope. We're so thankful, Lord, to anticipate, to look forward to the good things that you will do for us, to know that no matter what we go through, we can turn, we can look up towards heaven and know that there is a God who is our strength and He's watching over us. Thank you for caring, in Jesus' name. Amen.